Blog Talk Radio.
Job working as an intern with Will Smith.
Yes.
You say to them,
yeah.
Look, I have to have the Sabbath off,
which
may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me. You said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown.
I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated, means broken or changed or altered.
Hey,
And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name.
Hallelujah. Live, Radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I be your host. My name, your Seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called A Due Order of YHWH, Yahuwah, through his people of Israel, part number 5. One thing about a Seed Royal, if you want to understand Yahuwah's words, that means part 1, 2, 3, 4, you got it already up on your belt in grand style, and that's a good thing. We're going to throw it out on the international side and see who all join us for another episode, part 5, and we'll get something going on, part 5. So let's throw it on the international side and see how many slots are still on the international side. All the slots are still. That's 195 international countries. They make it their best. Everybody have a representative in to hear Voices of the True Israelites. 6 anointed camps for Voices of the True Israelites. Remember one thing in Romans 4:17, always read it. Always read Romans 4:17. If Yahuwah give you the increase, he'll break down what that means. Romans chapter 4, verse 17. What's flashing on the international side? New York, New York. 104679. 104679. 104679. Enough said on that. Come on, Mr. Tibbs, and bring the elder in. We'll bring the elder in. And one thing about it, see, Roy, we're going to set the standards on everything. This ministry is show you whatever you are called, it's a verb behind it, not a noun. So when you hear using elders, teachers, we'll take care of all that. All that means that's a verb action, not a noun. See, a noun is a person, place, or a thing. That means I want the title, but I'm not going to do the work. When it comes down to the work, I'm going to pay it, no, never mind. So one thing about it, when you installed on a such a high level title as an elder, you can bet one thing, it's substance and work behind it. And we're going to show you all through the lesson. Enough said on that, can break Elder and Mr. Tibbs and see what Yahuwah put on him to let you hear this part number 5, and we'll bring him up. And one thing about it, when you meet your brother, with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahuwah be with you there, Seed Royal.
And Yahuwah bless you, Brother Seer's Royal, Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Mr. Tibbs. We're looking at all the slots to fill, 195 international countries. They got a say so in hearing in this lesson, far five. 104679 is flashing. So what do you have to tell this national audience as we mount up and show you what part 5 is all about? The due order of YHWH through his people, Israel. You on the clock, come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you. Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Looks like another glorious number of 104,679 people that came to listen to the words of Yahuwah. And you know what? That's a good thing. because that's what we're going to hear, the words of Yahweh and a bit more about the Bible. Well, I know that I've incurred the title elder from the temple, and sometimes the title elder is a bit much to live up to. And I hope I fit that suit, because you find out you have to be a man or woman of many hats. And every hat is a talent. And you have to make sure that that talent that you exercise shows an increase or an output. Speak that of what you know, and what you say, you can put it actually into actions. On this side, we know that we all came to hear the things that most of us can hear. And some listening never understand. And that's where the hat of the ministry comes, to teach those understanding and to see those things in the Bible that most of us can see and some looking for can never find. Well, we have to be around to give you this information, inform you. It's the uninformed. It don't mean you're ignorant. Uninformed means you don't have the knowledge, which we can justifiably give you. This is why the words of Yahweh makes all this and more possible for the righteous. Because we have to be aware by knowing the scriptures. There's those out there that camouflage their sneaky, evil teachings for righteous learning. Just like it tells you in the book of what? Psalms 55:21. Somebody that comes talking a smooth game, but their words are like swords to damage you. Anyway, we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast that comes to you live, open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's Word, connecting the Bible books for your biblical education, your help and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because we know you all have knocked and came to seek, and you found that what you have sought now in Yahweh's ministry that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Generally, we don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. Now, for the members that don't know when the Sabbath is, the top part of Sabbath is Friday. Current time starting at 7:15 to 10:15. The bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m., once again until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this website address, open up any search engine on any one of your current smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. And after you click enter, just under the big line, you're going to see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any one of your other devices, you might see menu, but after clicking menu, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto Yahweh, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength." 8. "Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name, and bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give. That's what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahweh, live. Also, to build a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. Keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. The calendar explains in Bible detail with Scripture what the feast days are, when they begin, and when they end. It's a good thing to check out. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time, like now. To get there, open up any search engine right on your search line. type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears. This will put you right into our live online broadcast. Now, we're currently using two email addresses for the listening members to use. The first is Tribe, that's TRIBEYHDH, at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answer, or related topics. The other is YHDH, YSRAEL, at gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. Now, looking at the numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind, the first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message or scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone with 69 accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15, of course, except for Fridays. This program will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine. Once again, on the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click in, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, another note, we are making it possible to get a recording of any program by request. To do this, just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. We are now on Pal Talk. We're looking like we're running a couple of days a week on that. But we are running the broadcast of our Blog Talk on Pal Talk currently. And I would imagine that it does have just as elegant sound as Blog Talk does. Where we're located on Pal Talk, we're listed under ethnic groups, African American. Look for Yahuwah True Name Teachers. This is where Yahuwah's word is also working. When online, when we get the chance, there will be to answer any Bible questions. Elder Josiah and Elder Mr. Tibbs, that's myself, along with Seer Israel. And if Brock Talk generally ends before, teaching will continue on Pal Talk if Brock Talk ends. So before we let you go, as I usually do, we'd like for you to keep the scriptures in mind. To do this, we can't try to win a bump the gums contest. You will miss all that glory that Yahuwah has said unto you, because here we rehearse the righteous act to learn Yahuwah's word. Remember what it says in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 13. He or she that answers a matter before he or she heard it is folly, and shame unto him or her. But remember, John said, in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring unto your remembrance what I have said unto you." So how do we do that? Keep our Bibles open. We will find out what Yahuwah has put there for us in Scripture and have said unto you. At this time, I will pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, I promise you. That's excellent again. We'll catch you on the bottom half of your closing statement. And remember one thing, see, Ray, we here for one thing is basically to the Six Anointed Council all on one accord, one page. So like I said again, never when you look at your Bible, always look at Romans 4:17 and find out what that means. Once you got that down real pat, you just about can understand what we mean. All right, good enough. So the stage is set. This is part five, so we don't know where we're going in part five. One thing we're going to do is look above the Yahuwah Israel and bring him in, and we'll see which way it goes. That's all I can say, we're serious where it goes. One thing about it, when you meet your brother, what allow for us, you say, Brother Yahweh Israel, Yahweh be with you there, see Roy.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel. See Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Brother Yahweh Israel. Let's go straight on and get us some. Go to the book of Luke and get us something going on. How about a little Luke? Chapter 12, verse 12. Brother Yahweh Israel, let's see if we get something going on take number 5. The due order through his people Israel. What is the due order? Let's check in some of this good stuff, part 5. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Brother Yahweh Israel, come on.
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
Mm-hmm. The righteous spirit at that very same hour will teach you what you ought to say. And I believe that, and this is K-5, Brother Yahweh Israel. So, the elder made a profound statement. But let me run the first King and take a little look at that. Chapter 12, verse 6 and 7. See, that's one thing about it. Once we find out the due order of this Bible and apply it, we're going to be all right. More than all right. Let's see what it says in First Kings chapter 12, verse number 6 and 7. What does it say there, Brother Yahweh Israel, on K-5? Come on.
First Kings?
Yes, sir. First Kings 12, verse 6 and 7.
The book of First Kings, chapter 12, verse number 6, and verse number 7 reads. First Kings chapter 12, verse number 6. "And the king Rehoboam consulted with the old men that stood before Solomon, his father, while he yet lived, and said, how do you advise that I pay, that I may answer this people?" Verse number 7. "And they spake unto him, saying, there will be a servant unto this people this day, will serve them, answer them, speak good words to them, then they will be your servants forever."
Yeah. So the king understood something. Everybody got a role to play, and he asked the elders that sit before King Solomon while he was yet alive. He said, "Hey, elders, what should I do? Advise me on what I should do about the northern kingdom." That's what he was talking about, Kendall and Dry. And the elders told him flat out, "Listen, if you speak good, comfortable words to them, northern kingdom, Kendall and Dry, they will serve you if you do the right thing." So he was wise enough. The elder was wise enough, and that's what we're saying. See, when you have the titles, like the other teachers, you can bet they can teach. You can bet they can teach. And the elders, you can bet they have wisdom and understanding, because the seer have been and checked them out. So the ones that teach, they do teach. And the ones that is the elder, they do fit the bill. It's not, and then one thing, to be whatever it is to be in the six anointed camps, you must be a bird. And that's the key, a bird. That means you have to have some action. Some action. But now, just want a title and sit back and jack their slacks. No, but it don't work like that. And we'll take care of all that as time unfolds, because one thing about it, what we setting up, this wheel have been turning, and it's going to be set up on the Yahuwah all the way. And those that have them titles before them, you can bet be freely that they on point for what they own. So, you know, I have a lot of calls about, again, about health. You know, and the problem that's going on in the world. But one thing about it, Steve Ray, give me that verse that Brother Yahya is Ray. It's not the herb that gets you together, 16:12. But once you got this before you, how you feel? You feel bad? How you feel? You feel good? Feel bad? Okay. Here goes number one key right here about feeling when you're feeling bad. What you reading that Brother Yahya Israel?
Reading in the book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 16, verse number 12, read. Well, for it was neither herb nor mortifying plaster that restored them to health, but your word, O Yahuwah, which healeth all things.
On the real side, what really heals you is the word of Yahuwah. And 107 verse 20 of Psalm, we're going to precept that. See, what really heals you is the word of Yahuwah. So keep that in mind. We can tell you all the ingredients on how to do four specific exercise while you in bed. We'll tell you that. We'll do all we can to help you. But one thing about it, you must keep your YHWH Yahuwah up front. And then this would have happened according to the scriptures in 107 verse 20. Then just look what happened that we can read. 107 verse 20.
The book of Psalm 107 verse number 20 reads, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction.
It's in the word in here, you see, right? You're hearing the word now. And he was a king that made a profound statement in 1 Kings. And let's run him down and see what he's working with. In 1 Kings chapter 21, it's a king called Ahaz. We're not looking at the stirring line, but one thing we are looking at the stirring line about some things. Listen to what's going on in 1 Kings chapter 21, verse 1 and 2.
The book of 1 Kings chapter 21, number 1, verse number 2 reads, book of 1 Kings chapter 21, verse 1. And it came to pass after these things that Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard which was in Jezreel, hard by the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria, 10 northern tribes. Verse number 2. And Ahab spake unto Naboth, saying, give me your vineyard, that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it is near unto my house, and I will give you for it a better vineyard than it. Or if it seem good to you, I will give you the worth of it in money.
Mm-hmm. Now, Brother Yahya Israel, what did he want to do with that vineyard? He wants to do what with it again? I mean, what did he want to do with the vineyard? This is a long, long time ago, T. Ray. What did he want to do with that vineyard from another Israelite of Northern Kingdom? What did he want to do there, Brother Yahya Israel? Come on.
The book of 1 Kings 21, verse 2. Give me your vineyard that I may have it for a garden of herbs.
A garden of herbs, T. Ray. So you see, that's why we tell you on the network, Land School Banquet Hall for a Garden of Herbs. A Garden of Herbs, see, right? You know why? Okay, now, why do you want a Garden of Herbs? Let's go to 104 verse 14. Let's find out why do he want to take the brothers garden and plant him a garden of herbs. Why so? Let's see if we can find out why so in 104, verse 14.
The book of Psalms, 104, verse number 14. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle, earth for the service of man, that he may bring forth food.
Go ahead, bro. I got excited, bro. Go ahead.
That he may bring forth food out of the earth.
Earth is for the service of man. See right here. And that's why these backdoor relationships, because you're looking at a relationship without this understanding, you can be slowly losing your life. Because for the service of to maintain that man, you have to make sure you got a garden of herbs in his system. A garden of herbs, see right here, to maintain that man, which is your, and he got a title that Yahweh gave him. And he told you plainly the duties in 3:15 of the book of Genesis. What it say in 3:16? Make it 3:16. In 3:16 of Genesis, that's why we come humble. The man, to maintain that man, what he got to have inside of his system? A garden of herbs. But then Yahweh says something way back in Genesis 3:16. And what did he say?
Look at Genesis 3, verse number 16, read. And unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. And sorrow you shall bring forth children. And your desire shall be to your husband. And he shall rule over you.
Mm-hmm. And could you look up the definition of desire? So this is the order of Yahweh K5. Look up the word desire. What that means, because Yahweh is telling the woman, your desire is to your mate. That is your number one desire. And we just found out the number one desire for man, he made earth for the maintaining of man. So, the key to it is you have to find out what do it takes to fulfill your role in prophecy that's been ordained by Yahweh. Good. What you reading, Brother Yahweh Israel?
I'm reading from the onlinedictionary.com, and it reads, desire, to wish or long for, crave, want.
That means you're supposed to crave to fulfill the Son got from the Father for you to do. You're supposed to go out your way and crave to fulfill that prophecy that Yahweh passed down from to woman. You're supposed to crave to that. Is making sure plainly that this man is getting, your mate is getting plenty of herbs in his system. You like the sack of Maccabees 5:27. You know, one of the brothers out of ministry, he said, oh, see, you know, I got something for you, Sir. I said, what you got there for me? Big old bag full of herbs. See, stuff like that, old seer likes stuff like that, because one thing about it, he know one thing. According to his Bible, herbs is to maintain man and one man. So one thing about it, see right here, herbs is the garden for be inside your belly to maintain. So you see all the stuff that's going on now? When you got your Yahweh first, it pay you no never mind. If you follow what the Bible says, 2 Maccabees 5:27 says what?
Book of 2 Maccabees 5, verse 27 reads, "But Judas Maccabeus, with nine others or thereabout, withdrew themselves into the wilderness, lived in the mountain after the manner of beasts. With his company, he fed on herbs continually."
And they fed on herbs continually. See that, see, Roger? And they fed on herbs continually. Fed on herbs, see, Roger, continually. What color? What color was these herbs they're working with in 1 verse 3 of Genesis? What color was they working with in 1 verse 30 of Genesis?
Look at Genesis 1, chapter 1, verse number 30 reads, "To every beast of the earth, to every fowl of the air, to everything that creepeth upon the earth, when there is life, and given every green herb for meat."
So he gave, so the color that you're supposed to crave to get into your mate's system is green herbs. Yahweh first, and you're supposed to crave and get that green herb in his system. Then on the side of all them green herbs, it's supposed to be a 78-24. See, on the side of that green herb, you got the green herb there. I guess it's supposed to be on the side of it. 78-24 of the book of Psalms. Psalm 78, verse 24. What's supposed to be on the side of all this? How you feel? You feel bad? You feeling bad? Oh, I ain't feeling. Okay, good. Then why don't, let's try the Bible a little bit to see how we can get you from feeling bad to feeling good. And here's another thing alongside of that good green stuff that you'll be eating. 78-24 says what?
The book of Psalm 78, verse 24 reads, "And had rained down manna upon them to eat, and given them of the corn of heaven."
The corn of heaven. The corn come from heaven. And when you're doing the right thing with the corn from heaven, so now you got the green stuff, the corn from heaven. Now, if you apply it right, you got the Yahweh first, then when we do ask you how you feel, what's going on in your life, what's going on with the six anointed camps, you'll be talking with 65-13 of Psalms. Then you'll be talking with the 65-13. What that say, Brother Yahweh, as well?
Look at Psalm 65, verse number 13 reads, "The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing."
So, now, you got all that working for you. So now you got a good spirit on you, and now you're singing real good. Now let's go and take a look at what can we come up with next. So now you're doing all the right things and just say it's your clock. Okay? Now let's run to 1 Corinthians 3. And we're going to pick it up at verse 3. Let's read one verse at a time. Let's see, do we have to do something with one verse at a time, you know, in this short time that we do have. But remember, we're live on Pal Talk as we speak. We're live there, and remember, the elders will be on. They'll be on for a few minutes on after this broadcast. So we're here for you for some things we got to know. We got to know it, but we got to know what's written in this Bible. We're going to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And we're going to pick it up at 3 down to verse 12. I'll tell you what, read one verse at a time, folks. I have to jump in there, Brother Yahya. Let's do one verse at a time. Let's see what with anything come up on 3 verse 3. What do 3 verse 3 say?
The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 3, verse number 3 reads, "For ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envy and strife, division, are ye not carnal, and walk as men and women?"
Mm-hmm. So when you got strife, when you got strikes going on, that is a carnal mindset. Carnal, that means worldly. That means sinful mindset. If you got strikes, you know, one thing about it, the wheels have already is on the road. So when you got strikes, that's carnal, because the wheels are already on the road. And when you got strikes, you'll have envy, division, and you will do some things that ain't allowed with this Bible. And then you're going to walk as men. And then what happened in verse 4? Watch this in verse 4.
Verse number 4. While one say, "I am of Paul," and another, "I am of Apollos," are ye not carnal?
See, and that's where you mess. That's where you mess up at. One might say, "Well, look, I'm listening to Paul. Well, I listen to Apollos. Listen, Apollos and Paul is one. They on the same page. So we have that complaint that came around the six anointed camps. Well, you know, I like when this person teach." Listen, all of them is on the one. Whatever teacher that teach out of the six anointed camp, they all on the one. So you don't all of a sudden now you got an attitude on because such a this person teaching. The one that is teaching, they can teach. They can teach because they apply themselves to teach. So they try to put a division between Paul and Apollos. Crossing out. There's no division between both of us is on the same mission to gain the kingdom, and Paul knew he couldn't do it by himself. So Apollos was right there to bag Paul up, and because it's all about the one. So a lot of times brothers get upset because this person is teaching and that person is not. And then you don't have the same respect. But see, that's where you err at. That's not the way to be. Whoever teach in the six anointed camp, they can teach. They can teach. They don't just have a title. For a title is a noun. They are a verb, action. Action. And they'll give you action. And they'll help you out. Because when they do, we got a support system to help go over things and make them stronger and stronger. So we ought to pay that some attention. What do the next verse say there, Brother Yahdai Israel? Now watch this now.
Verse number 5. Who then is Paul? Who is Apollos? But ministers by whom you believe, even as Yahweh gave to every man.
Read that again, Brother Yahdai Israel. Read verse 5 again.
Book of 1 Corinthians 3, verse number 5. Who then is Paul? Who is Apollos? But ministers by whom you believed, even as Yahweh gave to every man.
But ministers of to whom you believe. Now, see, that they should get your precept. See, now what are we going to do with the precept? The ministers to whom you believe. See, that's the precept, see, right? See, now let's go and precept that to Romans 13. Come back in a minute. Well, see, here's the precept in that. Now, he'll give you the precept in that very same hour. In that very same hour. We got some loot. 12, I played Demi Bell Yard Guy Israel.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Okay, so at the very same hour, you're supposed to be able to take care of some business. And we're going to your 13th chapter, and we'll take a look at this right here. Remember, the minister. Keep taking your word, that key word, minister. What it says in 13th chapter, verse 4. Look what it says in 13, verse 4. The Romans.
The book of Romans, chapter 13, verse number 4 reads, "For he is the minister of Yahweh to you for good. If thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he bear not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of Yahweh, a revenger to execute wrath upon him or her that doeth evil."
So you see? So the ministers that teach out of the sixth anointed camp, we is here for your good. But we're not going to ignore that we receive some wickedness in you. Well, you know, we're going to have to see what you're made of. Because let's precept that. Let's precept that to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13. See, we're going to have to check you out. And you get offended when you get checked out. Look what it says here in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13.
The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 13. "Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man and woman's work, of what sort it is."
See, every work is going to be made manifest. Your work will be made manifest. Now, good. He said, every man or woman's work shall be made manifest. We're going to find out what you're working with. Now, let's go to Ephesians. Let's precept that to Ephesians chapter 4. And we'll look at 3 down to verse number 12. Now, listen to this. See, so this is how you set it up for what you're working with. And that's what we're trying to do right now, and we'll do it. So when you hear, you know, like some said, fiery titles. Hope I said the word right. No. It's things is written in this Bible in these days. Now here it is right here. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3 down to verse 12. Now listen to this here. Ephesians 4, 3 down to verse 12. Listen to this.
Look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 3 through 12 reads. Book of Ephesians 4, verse number 3. "And therein to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace." Verse number 4. "There is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling." Verse 5. "One Yahweh, one covenant, one baptism." Verse 6, "One Yahweh and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all." Verse number 7, "When unto every one of us is given mercy according to the measure of the gift of Yahweh the Son." Verse 8, "Wherefore he said, when he is seated up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men and women." Verse 9, "Now that he ascended, what is it? But that he also descended first to the lower parts of the earth." Verse 10, "He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things." Verse number 11, "And he gave some apostles, some seers, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers." Verse 12, "For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Yahweh the Son."
So you see why it must be more than just the fear. You see, now it's got to be more than just the elders. It's now you see it's got to be more than just the teacher. So you see that fear right here? So all these positions must manifest in the ministry that's coming to you live right now. So all these attributes must be in your ministry. See, read that again, Brother Yahdai Israel. Read that verse 12 again. Listen good to what he said in verse 12. But all this is for one thing. He's going to tell you what all this for. All these seers, elders, teachers, I think he said apostles as well, said a whole lot of things. But he'll tell you, what is they for? Is it for you to be having that over your head? Let's see what it says it's for. When you got a title, what's for in verse 12 there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Give me Ephesians 4. Verse number 12 reads, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Yahuwah the Son.
Yeah. Now, who got to take the lead on the work of the ministry? Who must be up front on the works of the ministry? Back up another verse. Who's supposed to be up front? And it's got to be a verb that the Bible tells you. Back up one or two verses back there, Brother Yahdai Israel, and tell me who's supposed to be up front according to what we can read. What can we read, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Verse number 11. And he gave some apostles, some seers, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers.
So you see, it must be that in your ministry. But all that for one reason is verse 12. So the teachers, seers, elders, male and female, but guess what? When you're carrying that over your head, so remember I heard Mr. Till say the responsibility of such a of that statement by being the elder. But you got to fit this. You got to fit this. And that's when you know that title fits you, when you have it over your head, because you become a verse 12. What's saying that verse 12?
The book of Ephesians 4, verse number 12. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Yahuwah the Son.
Mm-hmm. For the perfection of the saints. Now, who is the saints? We're going to Isaiah chapter 50, verse 5 and 7. Who is these saints? So this business is supposed to be for the saints. So when you call an elder or teacher, seer, a teacher, shepherd, it's all for one reason, and one reason is to edify the saints. So when we tell you, call you, and put that anointing oil on you, I'm clear you're doing the edifying of the saints. Now, who is the saints in the 50th chapter, verse 5 and verse 7?
The book of Psalms, chapter 50, verse number 5, verse number 7 reads, the book of Psalms, chapter 50, verse number 5, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Verse 7, hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against you. I am Yahuwah, even your Yahuwah.
Precept that to 227. He said, I'm Yahuwah, or Joel. I'm Yahuwah. I'm your Yahuwah. Now see, this is where the teachers, the elders, the shepherds, the shepherd, one that the Bibles. You have to know what this man is saying. He just told you, I'm your Yahweh. And that got to be, now we got to find out what that means. We're just going to precept that to 227 and 228 of Joel Pasir and see what is he saying. We go on and see what is this saying. And this is what we have to teach the seer, the elders, the shepherds, the teachers. This is what we got, the fathers. This is what we got to teach. 227, 228, what it say?
The book of Joel, chapter 2, verse number 27, verse 28 reads, book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 27. And you shall know that I'm in the midst of Israel, and that I am Yahweh, your Yahweh, and none else. My people shall never be ashamed. Verse 28, and it shall come to pass afterwards that I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your son, your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions.
Now, back on one verse. Now, who's he talking to? See, listen, the teachers, the elders, apostles, leaders, fathers, listen, we're going to back up one verse. Look what it says. We back up one verse again. What it say?
The book of Joel 2, verse 27. And you shall know that I'm in the midst of Israel.
You will know I'm in the midst of Israel and the whole world too. Now watch what it say. Do it say the whole world too? What do the Bible say? I'm in the midst of Israel, and what it say? Keep backing up. Watch what he say. And this got to be on one accord, echo out of the six anointed camp with no problem. I'm in the midst of Israel. And watch what he say to the seer. What he say? God, Israel.
And that I am Yahweh, your Yahweh, and none else.
I am your Yahweh and none else. Now, you see, that is the spirit we're talking about. And that's why we have to make sure we see those that's able to teach. Those that's elders, be the elders. Teach, listen, understand the one sound must go out. That this thing is for Israel and about Israel and none else. How the rest of the nations come in, that's another lesson. But we're trying to tell Israel, this is what you got to do, and the one that put in these positions, you have to monitor that spirit to make sure you clear. That he told Joel, I am the Yahweh of the children of Israel and none else. Now, where you ever heard that from in Islam, Christianity, or Judaism? Where you ever heard that at? You ever heard it? What it says in 3:18 and 3:19 of 1 Corinthians. Listen to what it says here. You're going to 3 Corinthians 3. Verse 18 and 19. Listen what's said.
The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 3, verse number 18, verse number 19 reads, 1 Corinthians 3, verse number 18, let no man or woman deceive themselves. If any man or woman among you seem to be wise in this world, let him or her become a fool. That they may be wise. Verse 19. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with Yahweh. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness.
So he say, if any man or woman think they wise in this wisdom, I don't care how many degrees you got. You supposed to count that exactly what that man said. See, Paul was raised from the womb. You got a lot of brothers and sisters say, well, I got my bachelor's, my master's, and whatever. Did you hear what Paul just said? Paul was raised from the womb to tell you what in verse 3:8. And a lot of times people will make their choice on picking their mate because they got a master and a bachelor's degree and a BS degree. That's pretty good there. It reminds me of Seal sneak one in on it. So now, but what did Paul say about all these degrees? See, you can't make your calling because a mate of yours have all these degrees. What did Paul say about all them degrees? Anytime you meet a person, they tell you about all their degrees they got. What did Paul say behind it in 3:18 and 3:19? We're going to see what Paul said about all the degrees. What did he say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of 1 Corinthians 3, verse number 18, verse number 19 reads, 1 Corinthians 3, verse number 18, let no man or woman deceive themselves. If any man or woman among you seem to be wise in this world, let them become a fool, that he or she may be wise. Verse 19, for the wisdom of this world is foolishness with Yahweh, for it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness.
Thank you. He can make a meal out of that, but we ain't. And I love to hear him say, well, you know, I got this degree. I said, yeah. Where's Genesis at in the Bible? Huh? Where's Genesis at? With all them degrees you got, remember, this broadcast, come on. Now, here's a person. Got every degree you just said. Billionaire. Every broadcast you hear on the network says, you know, I'm a billionaire, and I didn't know the Sabbath day was when the sun go down on Friday to the sun going down on Saturday. I'm a billionaire, and I didn't know that the Sabbath day is when the sun go down on Friday, the sun go down on Saturday. I thought it was Sunday, 9 a.m. in the Baptist church and all the rest of it. Well, so, you being there and you didn't know what day, you mean all the degrees you got, and a billionaire, you didn't know that the Bible's day of worshiping the Almighty was when the sun go down on Friday, the sun go down on Saturday. You didn't even know that. And you was a billionaire and didn't even know that. So that's what Paul was saying. Those that got a degree is contrary to this book. I've read the books, I just said, 15 to 20 times. And every broadcast, she said, I didn't even know that the Sabbath day was sun go down Friday, sun go down on Saturday, and this is a billionaire. Now, that's the leaders before you right now. And that's who you want to be like. I want to be like that billionaire. This billionaire don't even know when the Sabbath day is. So where the blessings come from? We leave that like it is because we ain't going that way. But the point we're making here, see, right here, this is what we need to know about. The way of salvation, the way you got it written in K-5, saying in K-5, the due order of Yahweh. That's what we need to know. The due order of Yahweh through his people, Israel. Now, that's when you working with something, when you understand that. And that's why we setting it up. Read Romans 4:17, and I'll give you a halfway breakdown what that means. We'll give you a half a breakdown what Romans 4:17 means. Time for us, especially that when you in a position to help others, to know he got something written in 4:17, and I'm not gonna even break it down. I'm just gonna precept it, and then I'm gonna show you. Let the Bible take care of itself. What you 4:17 mean? What it mean? Read that 4:17 there in Romans, there, Brother Yahdai Israel.
Book of Romans, chapter 4, verse number 17. Read, as it is written, I made you a father of many nations. For him whom he believed Even Yahweh, who quickeneth the dead, called those things would be not as though they were.
And instead of me trying to explain that, I just go read another verse, the 46th chapter 9 through 11 of St. John. Now, if you put both of these verses together, then you will say to yourself, oh, but he got to give you the spirit of discernment. And that's why we have to monitor those that when you put spirit, and we'll show you why, maybe another lesson. Okay, now you heard 4:7 King, right? Or Romans. Just go to Isaiah 46, 9 through 11 and see what that say. What does it say there, Father Yahweh Israel?
We'll go to Isaiah 46, verse number 9 through 11 reads. Book of Isaiah, chapter 46, verse number 9. Remember the former things of old, for I am Yahweh. There is none else. I am Yahweh, and there is none like me. Verse 10. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient time the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Verse 11, calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that execute my counsel from a far country. Yea, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it.
I purposed it, and I also will do it. Now, give you a case in point. Let's go to 17 chapter Matthew, verse 1 and 2. Now what do this mean? By what you just got through here and then, we're going on to Matthew 17, 1 and 2. What's this supposed to mean right here? You tie all in together, then you'll have something to work with.
Look at Matthew 17, verse number 1. Matthew 17, verse 1 and 2. Book of Matthew 17, verse 1. And after 6 days, Yahweh the Son taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringing them up into a high mountain apart. Verse 2. Was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light.
Mm-hmm. And what happened next in verse 3?
Verse number 3. Behold, there appeared unto them Moses, Elijah, talking with them.
See? And there appeared Moses and Elijah. Moses and Elijah are dead. So what that supposed to mean? The same two scriptures we just got through reading. Moses and Elijah is dead. Well, at least not Elijah, you know. He's you understand what I'm saying? But what is what you just said? The last two scriptures would tie all that in. If you got the spirit of Yahweh discernment, you'll put it together. But if you don't, that's why you call the international line and let one of the anointed camps teach you exactly what you do. Now, we just put three sets of verses on the table. Did it get past you? But it's right there for you. See that? Is right there for you. And that's why we have to understand some things. When we said things, it's just like you take them three verses right there and put it together. If you don't understand them three verses, then you have to be a Mark, then you have to all immediately be a Mark 9:24. Immediately, I mean 9:24 a Mark. Now what we just dropped on paper. If you don't understand that, then this is what you do. Mark 9:24.
The book of Mark, chapter 9, verse 24 reads, straightway the father of the child cried out and said, with tears, Yahweh, I believe. Help you, my unbelief.
That's right. Let's go to Surah, chapter 5, chapter 2. 1 through 5. Let's go look at Torah. Chapter 2, 1 through 5. You take all of them got the world's good. Bachelor's, master's, BS degrees, and any kind of degree. They would not be able to hold, they will not even be able to hold nothing when you open that Bible up. When you open this Bible up with every degree they got, we're saying WCC, the fear, get on with the lesson. Well, I'm doing the lesson. What do you mean, get on with the lesson? Surah chapter 2, 1 through 5. Because the case in point, see, right here. You can have all the degrees they want. You know, they always have to do all the one with all the degrees, and they can't find Genesis. And don't ask them a question. That sounds pretty good, but where can I read that at? Let's see what it says in Surah 2, 1 through 5. Listen to this right here. Let's see what we can get out of this. Surah 2, 1 down to verse 5. What does it say? Listen carefully.
The book of Surah. Chapter 2, verse number 1 through 5 reads, Surah 2, verse number 1. My son, my daughter, if you come to serve Yahweh, prepare yourself for temptation. Verse 2, set your mind aright and constantly endure and make no haste in the time of trouble. Verse number 3, cleave unto him and depart not away, that thou mayest be increased in thy last end. Verse number 4. Whatsoever is brought upon thee, take cheerfully, and be patient when thou art changed to a lower state. Verse 5. For gold is tried in the fire, acceptable men and women in the furnace of adversity.
That's big talk right there. You see, that's big talk. But that's the part we don't want to hear about being tried in. Gold is tried in the fire. And that big talk that I see right here. See, you want the part about the only part of one way. But listen, see right here. Nope. Uh-uh. Did you hear what's read in 1 through 5? Read verse 1 again. My son, my daughter. What he said in verse 1. Let's take a look at, and we'll grab some out of this right here and tighten it up real quick.
The book of Surah,
2, chapter, verse 1. Yes, 2:1.
The book of Surah, chapter 2, verse number 1 reads, my son, my daughter, if you come to serve Yahweh, prepare yourself for temptation.
Prepare yourself for temptation. Now look at the man just told you. If you're going to serve Yahweh, and this is where you fall off at the wagon, prepare yourself for temptation. Oh, that's the part I don't like. But he's telling you up front. If you're going to serve Yahweh, you want to prepare yourself for temptation. See? Verse 2.
Verse number 2. Set your mind aright and constantly endure and make no haste in time of trouble.
Don't run. Don't run. Don't close your book up and break out running. Don't run. Tell me you don't break out running. Oh, that part, I got to see. But he's telling you what not to do, but to do it anyway. Do you know what he says in 2 verse 7, the last line of Joel? Do you know what this man told Joel to put in his book? He said, you know, all one's going to read this right here. It's the 6th anointed council of bosses of the truth. It's like, did he tell you, don't run? Look what he says to the seer in 2 verse 7. Last line says what? What did he say, brother, y'all got here, right?
The book of Joel 2, verse 7. And they shall not break their rates.
He's telling you, don't break your rate. Don't all of a sudden now you're going to break rank. And now you gonna start something around the corner or out of town. So he said, don't do that. Because that's not what I told the city to tell you. Don't break your rank. Don't break rank. When you get weary, don't break out running. Don't all of a sudden now, because we read in Ephesians, we read in the 4th chapter from final statement. What it says in Ephesians 4:12 again, read verse 11 and 12. Look what it says in Ephesians 4. Now read verse 3. He's going to tell you a word that's a big word in verse 3. He'll tell you a big word in verse 3, then we'll skip down to 11 and 12. What's this big word is in 4 verse 3?
The book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse number 3 reads, endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
In the bond of peace. Keep the unity. But what kind of way? In peace. In peace, see, right? This thing, the warmth that's within must keep the unity, but not as a hell raiser. You keep the unities in peace. You see the man saying? You got to keep unity. But what kind of way? In peace. And that's why he set it up in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 12. What did it say, Brother Yahdai Israel? That's why he set it up. Yes. What did it say, 1:12?
Book of Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse number 12 reads. Book of Deuteronomy 1, verse number 12. And can I myself alone bear your cumbrance and your burden and your strife?
You see, he said, I can't bear, got a lot of things to do. So now something got to happen. He said, I myself alone can't bear all them questions. I can't make time for it. So Yahuwah, that's some things. What do you do in the next verse? What do you do?
Verse number 13. Take you wise men and understanding and known among your tribe. That will make them rulers over you. Verse 14.
I will make them what? Wait a minute. I'm going to make them. I'm going to make them. I agree over you. You hear what he said? Did he say, I will make them where I agree with you? You going to make them what over you? In verse 13?
And I will make them rulers over you.
Rulers, see, right? See, you know what I'm saying? This is Bible. Rulers over you. You know, not someone, I'll agree. No. The ones that have the position got to understand their position is rulers over you. Mothers, elders, teachers, apostles, shepherds, their job is to be rulers over you. You see, that is a name. Ruler, see, right? You see that word? Ruler? You know what that word means. But when it comes down to the Bible, you got a problem with that word. But that is in the Bible. 11 verse 14.
Deuteronomy 1.
Verse 14.
Yes, verse number 14. And you answered me and said, the thing which you have spoken is good for us to do.
Yeah. But when you keep Yahuwah up front, see, when you tell Yahuwah, this thing is too much for me, then you tell you what to do. That's why you got to have the order of things in K-5, the order of Yahuwah, you tell you what to do. He says, get men to be rulers over you. He said, you know, this thing sounds good. So now, what are you getting ready to set up? In verse 15.
Verse number 15. So I took the chief of your tribe, wise men and women, known, and made them heads over you. Captains over 1,000, captain over hundreds, captain over 50, captain over 10, officers among your tribes.
You see? So that got to be set up. That got to be set up right there. That got to be set up right there. So you see, rulers got to be over you. Listen, don't this man call you a sheep? Do we call you a sheep? Then do you understand what that really means? why did that man call you a sheep? Let's go to Jeremiah for a minute there, Brother Yahweh Israel. I want to get a look at a statement. Don't this man call you a sheep? He called you a sheep. In 50 verse 17. You know this man called you a sheep? He called you a lost sheep of Israel. Don't he call you a sheep? Who he call a lost sheep? Chapter 17 of Jeremiah, one line.
Look at Jeremiah 50, verse 17. Israel is a scattered sheep.
Do you know if this man going to call you a sheep? Do you know the attributes of a sheep? The sheep ain't even aware of a wolf. That's why it must be a shepherd over the sheep. You know, a sheep is so that they don't even be aware of things that will take them and hem them up and cut they a sheep. When a man call you a sheep, don't you know he calling you one of the most? Give me a word, Brother Yahweh Israel. Now here's a. Now we. Sometimes you can sense when an enemy is around you or deadly something coming. You know the sheep is the only creature he made that ain't got a clue about danger, and that's why they must have a shepherd. Give me a word, Brother Yahweh Israel, about when you just, when he calls you a sheep, he means that you ain't got a clue about a wolf. A wolf be laying right in the cut, and a sheep will walk right up on a wolf. And the sheep will say, I'll be doggone. This thing right here is just flat out just ain't got no awareness at all. And that was Yahweh saying about you. He compared you to a sheep. Got no awareness. That's why he had to sit up. Shepherd. Imagine you watching the sheep and you there's no shepherds around. No shepherds as well. They supposed to Acts 20. He called you a sheep. Oh, you also sometimes now look just watch this dog on the sheep. This sheep will walk right in on a pack of wolves. That's right. Gullible. Well, give me a word, Brother Yahweh Israel.
Yeah, gullible.
Give me a word. Give me something real quick. Go ahead.
Gullible.
Gullible. You know, this is the only, you know, even a snail what they call them, the things, earthworm. Everybody can sense danger. You know the sheep don't can't even sense danger. So when he called you a lost sheep of Israel, you have to consider what this man's calling you. He called you most gullible people that he made. That will. Here is the sheep sitting there with a handkerchief over his neck, fork and knife in his hand. Just sitting back, you know, just sitting back like a long line, and you can walk right into them and don't even pay it no, never mind. That's what the sheep will do. So that's why you got to have shepherds, leaders. Well, I don't need nobody to lead me. But then Yahweh say you a sheep. Show me a sheep broke out running when danger came by. A sheep be looking at something, getting rid of it. You can take a baseball bat. They just raise it back in a sheep, and that doggone sheep won't even blink your eye. That's why it got to be a shepherd for you. It got to be an elder for you. It got to be a teacher for you. It got to be a seer for you. Because you is called a sheep. Go. A Isn't that right? Let me read, brother. Y'all got here. Let's go see what Paul said in the 20th chapter. The man call you a sheep. Man, if a sheep ain't got a shepherd to warn them off, and then the shepherd have trained cat dogs to keep peeping for the they have a, if a sheep get all out of whack, even a cat dog go, look, get on back over there in the pack. Get on back. That's why they say don't break money. You already gullible. What did Paul say in 28th chapter? What did Paul say? And Paul came right back and echoed the same thing.
Wow.
Can't nobody teach me. Can't nobody lead me. I lead myself. But then Yahweh call you a sheep. So how is you going to lead yourself and you know you the lost sheep of the family of Israel? And you the lost sheep? Did you read where it says 99, you got 100 sheep and one got away, he went back and got a sheep? So the sheep is just that gullible. It'll sit there and a pack of wolves say, I be doggone. You mean this old sheep gonna walk right into 20th chapter? What I want. The 20th chapter. Thank you, Brother Yahdai Israel. Acts chapter 20. Look at Paul say in verse 29 to 31. Look what Paul say. Acts chapter 20, verse 29 to 31. What do you say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Acts chapter 20, verse 29 to 31 reads, Acts 20, verse 29, for I know this, that after my departing, shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Verse 30, also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples, followers, after themselves. Verse 31, therefore watch and remember, that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone, night and day, with tears.
You know the goat, and the deer building the farms. The goat lead the sheep to the slaughter. Then he'll jump over what it's going to go into and come back around. He'll do the same thing. A goat will lead the sheep to be slaughtered. Hey, listen, the pig is the most filthiest animal it is. But when you get to cutting on a pig tail, they holler, everybody holler. You know, you hear them pig slaughterhouse, boy, pigs be hollering big time in there. Because they see. They don't going to be cutting eggs. A sheep don't even pay that no mind. A sheep will get their throat cut. And they got their throat cut, and the sheep is still in line to get their throat cut. And that's what Yahweh called it. So you see why we got to sit up when we go sit up. So Yahweh said you're a sheep, and you agree you're a sheep, Israel. But when you study the sheep, this is the only one you can kick a baseball bat and knock his head off him, and the sheep right behind when he batter eyebrow. Oh. I can make a meal out of that conversation, but I'm going to let that alone. Now, they call you sheep. That's why we're sitting up for you, see, right? We're sitting people in place to help you, sheep, because you let that one-eyed Satan destroy you. Everything the man have told you, you won't do it. He done told you if you're going to get him right, you got to get him right from the pages of the book. He's the one set up the 316. This is Yahweh's doing. You're not rebelling against the six anointed camps. But this is what Yahweh said in 316. What did he say in 316 in Genesis?
Look at Genesis, chapter 3, verse number 16 reads, Book of Genesis chapter 3, verse 16. And to the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrows and your conception, and sorrow shall you bring forth children, And your desire shall be to your husband, and he shall rule over you.
In the book of title called Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 7 and 17 says what? What do verse 7 and 17 say? Now, you heard what Yahweh set up. You know, the one with all the power that got your breath in his hand set up, right? Look what he told Paul. Paul was invited to the southern kingdom to get on the microphone and talk. Look what Paul says in verse number 7 and 17. The 13th chapter.
The book of Hebrew. Through the word of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse number 7. And verse 17 reads, book of Hebrew, chapter 13, verse number 7. Remember them which have the rule over you, that spoken unto you the word of Yahweh, who faith forward, that there is the end of their conversation. Verse 17, obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourself, for they watch for your life, and they that must give an account, that they may do it with joy, and not with grief. But that is unprofitable for you.
Who got the rule over you? Read again, 3:16. Who got the rule over you? Who got the rule? Who got this rule? Genesis 3:16.
Look at Genesis 3, verse number 16 reads, unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In sorrow you shall bring forth children. And your desire shall be to your husband, and he shall rule over you.
Yeah. 1 Tobit, chapter 4, chapter 10 through 12. 1 Tobit, chapter 10 through 12. What did it say?
The book of Tobit, chapter 10, verse number 10 through 12 reads, Tobit 10, verse number 10, then Raguel arose and gave him Sarah, his wife, and half his goods, servants, cattle, and money, verse number 11, and he blessed them and sent them away, saying, Yahweh of heaven give you a prosperous journey, my children, verse number 12, and he said to his daughter, honor your father and your mother-in-law, which are now your parents, that I may hear a good report of you. And he kissed her. And I also said to Tobias, Yahweh, heaven restore thee, my dear brother, and grant that I may see your children of my daughter, Sarah, before I die, that I may rejoice before Yahweh. Behold, I have committed my daughter unto you of special trust. Wherefore do not and treat her evil.
Why didn't he give all the goods to the daughter? Why didn't he say, I'm going to give half of my goods to the daughter? Why didn't he do that? Interesting, right? He gave it to the ruler of the household. Because that is the position of the man. The man's supposed to always mean one thing. He's supposed to be in a position where everything in that household is turned over to him. Oh, I worked hard. I understand that. That means then you don't need to be with that mate. Because the first thing supposed to happen, everything that you got, and that's why he got to make sure this will be fulfilled. He is the one that called it the way it's going to be because Yahweh set it up. Ain't nobody going to break nothing Yahweh got. And that's why the man got to be clear. You got to be counseled by the six anointed count. If you're going to give what a mate, everything goes to you. You get the first word and the last word, according to the Bible. I look at WCC. See if, where can I read that man gets the first and the last word. Let's run the numbers down, Brother Yahguy Israel. Let's see, can we read that in numbers? Do the man get the first and the last word? Let's go to the numbers and see, can we read man get the first word and the last word? So it ain't no in-between words. It ain't no back and forth conversation. We go on to Numbers chapter 30. And let's see that did what I said come to pass, or what do the world do? We go on to the 30th chapter and see if that's so. In the 30th chapter, let's see what it says here, and pick with verse number 8. I tell you what, pick up verse 7 and make it sound good. That's all I want is 7 and 8. I ain't going to make a meal out of this. I just want to make 7 and 8. Numbers 30, verse 7 and 8. We're going to see what it says.
It's 7 and 8,
no, make, tell you what, just make it sound good. Make it sound good. 7 and 8, and we'll look at verse 14 and 15. That's it. That's my final verdict. 7 and 8, 14 and 15. Let's see if we come up with a conclusion by reading 7 and 8, 14 and 15.
The book of Numbers, chapter 30, verse number 7 and 8, verse 14 and 15 reads, book of Numbers, chapter 30, verse number 7, and her husband heard it, and held his peace at her in the day that he heard it. Then a vow shall stand, and her bond with which she bound herself shall stand. Verse 8, if her husband disallow her on the day that he heard it, then he shall make her vow, which she vowed, and that which she uttered with her lips, wherewith she bound herself, of none effect, and Yahweh shall forgive her. Verse 14, but if her husband altogether hold his peace at her from day to day, then he established all her vows, or all her bonds, which are upon her, he confirmed them, because he held his peace at her in the day that he heard them. Verse 15. But if he shall in any ways make them void after that he have heard them, then he shall bear her sins.
So, should we use a comment on that? That option is for the man. A man can hear his mate make a statement, and he says no to that. Guess what? That's the end of it. He establishes it, or he let it go, because he is held responsible according to Yahweh. So he held the responsible. So when he tells you no, that's the end of it. So any time when you flare up, when he says no, you're not in the will of Yahweh. You're in the will of Satan, the devil. Because that's why we got to come and show you what the Bible is saying. When you give a mate, that man function from Yahweh to establish it, or he can cross it out with the tongue of his mouth. No, and that's the end of it. And that's what I'm saying. We ain't heard no Bible. That's why we got to come and show you that the Bible saying. That's why we out of order. And Yahweh gonna tell you something he don't like when something is said. Let's go to Corinthians chapter 7:11. I'll tell you what Yahweh don't like when he say something. When he say something, and when that Yahweh, that man say something, I'm going to tell you what Yahweh, what he don't like. What you don't want to do? We're going to read what he don't like. I'll tell you five. Let's run to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 7, 9, and verse 13. We're going to see what it say. What it say?
Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 7 through 13 reads, Book of 1 Corinthians 11, verse number 7. For man indeed ought not to cover his head, for as much as he is the image and greatness of Yahweh. But the woman is the image of the man. Verse number 8. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. Verse number 9. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. Verse 10. For this cause ought the woman to have power on her head, because of the angels. Verse 11. Nevertheless, neither the man without the woman, neither the woman without the man in Yahweh. Verse 12. For as the woman is of the man, even so is the man also by the woman, but all things of Yahweh. Verse 13. Judge in yourself, is it comely that a woman pray unto Yahweh uncovered?
3 verse 6.
Verse number 6. For if the woman be not covered, let it also be shown. But if it be a shame for a woman to be shown or shaven, let her be covered.
Now, one's got, my folks got a lot of degrees. You know what? They don't understand a word they're saying. And I'm not going to need to break it down in this lesson right here. Back to another verse.
Number 5. But every woman that prayeth or prophesied with her head uncovered, dishonoreth her head. But that is even all one as if she were shaven.
Next verse. Keep going back.
Verse number 4. Every man prayeth or prophesied having his head covered, dishonoreth his head. Verse number 3. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Yahweh the Son. The head of the woman is the man. And the head of Yahweh the Son is Yahweh the Father.
You see how the Bible just really explained that to you, and that's why the ministry can break. See, now the Bible just broke down everything it was saying. See? Everything was saying about everything was saying. That means one thing. Did it right there. In verse 3, right there, then read verse 8 and 9 one more time. What 8 and 9 say?
Verse number 8. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. Verse 9. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man.
Did I see it right? So you hear what he was saying. We don't know our role. And that's why we in the position we in, because the Bible have never been taught to you. But you got to hear the kind of degree on the wall. But this Bible have never been taught. And that's why, remember, if Yahweh call you a sheep, the next time you see some sheep, take a baseball bat and walk up to a sheep. And that baseball bat, and raise the bat to pop him on that sheep on the head. If that shepherd don't say, hey, buddy, don't do that, that sheep ain't going to eat with me. Better not. That's why you must have leadership over you according to the Bible. That's the reason you must have anointed leadership over you. Because if you call a sheep and you watch the sheep, how they perform in life, that's why they need a shepherd. They need leadership. They need attack dogs to help fight off them wolves. Because the sheep is just, now you know how to watch the sheep now. And you know what, David said? Look what David said in the 21st chapter. Look what David said. David says, in verse 14, look what David said, 21:14. Now, Yahweh said something. Let's see what David said.
The book of 1 Samuel?
First Chronicles. First Chronicles, 21:14. Yeah,
21:14. The book of 1 Chronicles, 21, verse number 14, reads, So Yahweh sent pestilence upon Israel. There fell of Israel 70,000 men.
Verse 17.
Verse number 17. David said unto Yahweh, is it not I that commanded the people to be numbered? Even I, it is that have sinned and done evil indeed. But as for these sheep, what have they done?
You see what David called you? He called you a sheep. What did sheep do? A sheep. Listen, see right here. A sheep is the most gullible. You can walk up to a sheep, and you can have, and this sheep won't even bat an eye. That's what he's calling you. A sheep. Wait, I'm grown. I don't need nobody. Listen, ain't you a sheep? Then why don't you follow the instructions of Yahweh? And you'll know the difference when you follow it. As sheep don't even know, that is. Now, well, Brother Yahweh Israel, that's been very interesting. He's going to stop right there and bring his tails in for his final thoughts. And, I don't know how long the WCC going to let those seer stay on the network. Remember that Blog Talk Radio is live and well, so we do all we can. But before we might as well give me a Yahweh be with Camp 3. I'm gonna holler at Camp 3 for a minute and see if it's out there around Camp 3. Let me see what Camp 3 Camp 3 feels. You swing around Kankakee, Pembroke's area, and Illinois. And you can get a Yahweh be with you there, old seer, out of Camp 3. Camp 3, Yahweh be with you, Royal.
Yahweh bless you, seer, seed royal of Israel. How are you tonight?
Hallelujah. Well, I'm always feeling good, Camp 3. I'm always feeling happy to be able to come before this national audience and just talk some dust, says Yahweh. How about yourself? How about yourself there, Camp 3?
Just tuned in about 15 minutes ago, but enjoying Brother Yahdah, and I always enjoy him, especially in his closing when he always talk about the four corners of the world. I love that because we are the four corners, and it's just a shame that only two-thirds is going to be saved, but that's just the way it is because we are a people that just won't obey. We just won't obey and do what the Yahweh has told us to do. But this is the walk, and I just pray that the Most High, Yahweh, keep blessing you and keeping you and keeping this this lesson going on like it's going on, like Brother Yahweh said, to the four corners of the world. And I just pray that we just keep on getting over till we can get this out of here, and maybe somebody will benefit from it besides just us, that we know that we're in the Word. We know the Word. We love the Word. And I thank you for acknowledging me. I'm 65 miles south of Chicago and 20 miles east of Kankakee, and we are an Israelite community. And I thank you, and Yahweh be with you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
That's Camp 3. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Excellent. You know, that's what it's all about. You know, like I said, again, we got a big job to do, so I was excellent there, Camp 3. Excellent. So, we'll bring the skills in. Remember one thing, he'll probably tell everybody he's about to come to Blog Talk Radio and set up your all the instructions on there. He'll take the time and tell us all about all that good stuff. And then we'll come back with the mothers, and we'll take it in as long as, but if you got any questions or comments for the elders, and I'm going to join that broadcast shortly myself. The skills going to tell you, the elder is going to tell you all about it. So we're gonna bring the elder in, elder tips to tell you all about, how to log into the broadcast, how to get in, and all that good stuff. And tell you everything. What we're gonna do, we're gonna grab back it, listen to the elder, and look on his network and bring him in and say, elder tips, you got your closing statement on Pal Talk, you on the clock, come on. Mr. Tibbs, you got your closing statement. fear. You know, we gonna mute Mr. Tibbs. You give a closing statement. That's how you gonna roll, huh? So, Mr. Tibbs, well, you've been nuked out of this broadcast, Mr. Tibbs, so why don't you find the mothers in? Let's try to see if we can get the mothers in for a little while. How about that? See, one thing about it, see, right, sooner or later you can recognize one thing. You got to be, you have to react. You got to react, be proactive, not reactive to everything on the table. So we're going to find the mothers, and we're going to bring the mothers in. That's what we're going to do. We're going to look for the mothers. Mother D up Israel, Mother E, Mother Z. We're going to bring the mothers in. One thing about it, like we told you in the lesson, they don't carry them titles over them, and they don't play the role. They can help you. They can show daughters how to help themselves according to scripture. See, and that's why you have to understand something. Those that have been anointed for this to take care of this business, they can take care of it in grand style. So if you go find Mother D up Israel and Mother E, Mother D up Israel, come out of Camp One. Yahuwah be to their seed royal.
Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel of Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Let's roll down and see about Mother E. Mother E, Mother Z, we're going to see what we can get, where we can get out of this. Mother E, Yahuwah be with you there, Seed Royal.
Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel of Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah. One thing about it, the fox tail, everless, the curtain hell, and I think that all we got to do is just organize. But we got to organize according to this blessing form. We got part five. This is part five. We have, this has got to be told, the order thing. And it tells you, soundly, when you got these dignitaries and what not to do. If we just follow anything this book tells you not to do, we'd be all right. Mother D up Israel, what do it say in Shabbat 26, verse 26? What do it say in 26, verse 26?
All right, Sirach 26.
And Mother E, precept that to in the fifth chapter of Ephesians, verse 5:31. Let's throw that on the table real quick. We'll throw 31 to 33 on the table. We're gonna precept that. We're gonna read this right here, and then we're gonna ask the mothers a question pertaining to what we just got through hearing here. What do it say is? And so, right, 26:26, backed up with Mother E in Ephesians 5:31-33. We're going to see what that says. Come on.
So, right, 26, verse 26. A woman that honors her husband shall be judged wise of all. But she that dishonor him in her pride shall be counted on Yahwali of all.
That's big talk right there. Now let's precept that, and then we'll want to make a statement behind that. What is it talking about? We just want to hear what the mother got to say after we precept that to Ephesians 5:31-33. What is that, Mother E?
Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 31-33. For this cause shall the man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. 32. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Yahweh's son and the congregation, the church. Verse 33, nevertheless, let every one of you, and particularly so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she begins her hope.
Reverend. Make sure she reverend. Reverend her mates. Now we don't throw it on the table. Now, which one of you mothers going to take a shot at what we just got to read? What is this saying? The minute this lesson we're teaching on is the dual order of YHWH. Now, Mother D up this way, you take a shot at that, and Mother E, you take a shot at that. What we just got to read, what is said to be passed on? I'm all ears.
Well, it explains itself in Genesis chapter 3, 10, wait a minute, let me see, I think verse 16, unto the woman, that he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception and sorrow, that thou shalt bring forth children, and thou desire shall be to your husband, and he shall rule over you.
Mm-hmm. What's that mean?
The man is the head. He's the ruler. And you give honor to your husband. A Yahwali husband.
Yeah, but he gonna, what that mean by he gonna rule over you? What that's gonna mean?
It's what he say.
It's what he say?
Yeah.
Okay. Mother E, what you get out of that, Mother E?
Well, what I get out of it, it's just like what she said. That's what Yahweh said. Well, the man threw over her. And that's what she went back to Genesis 3:16. He said that in Genesis 3:16 that the man would rule over her. So that's the word, Yahweh.
Okay. So, that what it says. So, when we don't apply that, is we being disobedient to what Yahweh said?
Yeah.
It's a real.
Oh, yeah? So we've been disobedient to what Yahweh is saying when we understand that's the way he set it up until he returns.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
That's the way he set it up until he returns.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Well, let's get some more. Let's see what this means. What do Mother D up Israel, what do Sirach 7:26 mean? Let's get some more. Sirach 7:26. Let's get some more.
All right. Sirach chapter 7, verse 26. Hast thou a wife after your mind? Forsake her not, but give not yourselves over to a light woman.
What do we? Okay, let's get some more out there. Then we'll throw this on the table. Mother E, let's get to Rock 36:24-25. Let's see what that says. Remember, right, saying, we're going to see what this. Yeah. Verse 24 and 25. Let's see what this says.
Sirach 36, verse 24 and verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 24. He that getteth a wife, he getteth a possession, a help like unto himself, and a pillar of rest. 25. Where no head is, there the profession is for, and he that has no wife will wander up and down mourning.
It says if there's no head, the possession is spoiled. If there's no head, the possession is spoiled. And who did he call the possession? Who did he call
the wife?
The possessions? Oh. So the wife is to the husband or the man that you're with. They is a possession. Is that what we're reading?
That we're reading?
A possession. What is a possession? What is that?
Possession.
Yeah, what that, mother? What that mean by being, if you were that mate, you is a possession. What that supposed to mean?
You got a Yakwali wife, that means that's a good thing.
Okay. But what that mean by you being a possession? What that supposed to mean by being a possession?
Mean that he rules over some.
Yeah. That what it means? That means a man position is to do what again?
Rule over the wife.
Because the woman is to the man a what?
Possession.
Possession. So how do they supposed to conduct themselves according to Scripture? Let's see how they supposed to conduct themselves then. Let's run back into Mother D of Israel. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 18, verse 11 and 12. And let's see. Yeah, we go on and see, can we take a little look at this. How do, see, mothers supposed to be able to teach. They're supposed to teach the Bible. Let's see how the woman is supposed to conduct herself and what's going to come out of her mouth. Genesis chapter 18, 11 and 12, backed up with Mother E in 1 Peter chapter. No, I'll tell you what, have me Sirach 3, verse 9 and 11. Mother dear Israel, I need to get Genesis chapter 18, verse 11 and 12. Then skip down to 1 Peter chapter 3, 4 through 7 and 12. And then we'll come right back to Mother Eve and Sirach 3, verse 9 and 11. Let's see what we're working with here.
Wait a minute. You said go.
Yeah, give me Genesis chapter 18.
You said go
part.
I know that.
Give me Genesis chapter 8.
Thank you.